Good morning, Stefan.
Hello.
What is trending?
In a rare example.
I got blown away by that sigh.
In a rare example of Trump following through on a threat, last night issued two executive orders. The one you'll hear about the most today is about the popular social media network TikTok. This order bans any U.S. transactions with the company that owns the platform. The government says it must take, quote, aggressive action in the interest of national security. I'll note that TikTok is a powerful force. It's valued at around $50 billion. But at least as equally important is that the popular WeChat platform has also been targeted. It's one of the only ways for people outside of the People's Republic to communicate and do business in China. And look, the security concerns are not unfounded, if a little hypocritical. Under a Chinese law, companies have an obligation to support and cooperate with China's national intelligence network. But there's, of course, a South African connection. WeChat is owned by Tencent. As many will know, Naspers owns nearly a third of this massive company. In turn, Tencent owns 48% of the company that makes the game Fortnite. So there's a lot of different interests here. It all gets quite complicated, and that's kind of part of the problem with the global economy. The dominoes reach far and wide when they fall. TikTok has until the 15th of September to find a US buyer. It's unclear what exactly banning US transactions after that entails. It's convenient, though, that just this week, Instagram, which is owned by Facebook, launched their TikTok imitation app called Reels.
Yeah, but Reels was a direct salvo.
Yeah, Instagram's famous for copying features. Now, columnists have been saying this for a while, but I think it's fair to say that this is a digital Cold War. Yeah. And of course, we're all in the firing line one way or another.
I mean, I was never going to TikTok. I mean, I am over 30, but but I'm noticing it's frustrating people who make money via social media, for example. So what's happening now is, in an attempt to get your attention on their new Reels format, other content on Instagram is being apparently suppressed on the algorithm. So if you're not making Reels content, people aren't seeing your stuff. Which I think, if you're an influencer who makes money off eyeballs, or if you're a company that's trying to sell, there's a lot of e-commerce that happens on those, gets very frustrating.
Yeah, the fallout will eventually be more than just how you access what social media, and we'll see what happens. I'm cautious.
Okay. How does this affect you? Does this make you uncomfortable? When Stefan talks about the web of access that you may have, for example, what does it mean when the United States is banning a particular deals with a particular entity, and does that mean that the games, apps, and the like in that umbrella get affected by the usage, not only by Americans, but by Americans and their link to anyone in other countries? Is it a form of sanction that might impact countries that receive aid from the United States, for example? Might the tentacles reach as far as, I don't know, your 25-year-old, or I think when we discovered in our interviews, it seems like it's more 40-something-year-old people who are engaging in esports and the likes of Fortnite. Are you going to get frustrated now by your access to it, or the access to the people you compete with on the other side who are in the United States, if they have to get cut off from these things because of this executive order from Trump? Or is this something that's quite distant from you when you think about it? 021-446-0567 if you want to give us a call. 072-567-1567.